Of the handful of people who have read it and cared to provide me feedback, the consensus is that I've made a compelling case that the U.S. is identified in Scripture. Some even fully adopted my position. Nevertheless, they found fault in the book with respect to ease of reading. They did not fault me on punctuation, spelling, or grammar. They did not fault me on lack of conciseness or clarity, or making assumptions without supporting evidence. Nor did they fault me on lack of cohesion in my arguments or disconnectedness in thought. No, rather they faulted me for having too much material to digest. Not in volume of text, it was only 27 pages, including the cover, but in depth of text. Some expressed a feeling of being overwhelmed by too many terms, concepts, and historical data which they never had encountered before, or that they weren't familiar enough with the subject to track the flow of information, saying that they had to reread previously read material because they couldn't digest it all to remember it for later sections of the text. Still others complained of the tedium of constantly having to look up scripture references. In fact, my wife read the first edition and commented that she had to get her Bible, a dictionary, and an encyclopedia to follow it. Okay, well, I admit that I haven't found the happy medium between providing something for the masses to digest and also providing something that is defensible against the trained theologians who have vested themselves in the old classical view on this issue, which I am challenging. For this second edition, at least, I hope to minimize for the reader the tedium of endless scripture searches by supplying key passages within the text. A frequent comment I have received from respondents is that most readers are accustomed to reading conversational-style prose, as opposed to technical or business expository and persuasive styles, which are more focused on stating facts and professional opinions. A few friends stated that most people who read Christian literature assume the writer is an expert in their field, and thus also assume that whatever the writer says is accurate. In other words, they felt that most readers do not want to read a deeply technical article or book and simply want the author to inform them of the big picture or major ideas without the nitty-gritty details. This is problematical because I feel the details are necessary to support a position that controverts dogma and tradition. Nevertheless, in an effort to reach people who want the big picture without the pain of wading through the minutiae, I have provided in this summary a quick overview of the premise of this book. Here goes. I will boldly declare herein that many of the events indicated by a correct understanding of Daniel 7 are coming true before our eyes, yet most Christians, in particular the most vocal of the prophecy teachers, preachers, and book writers, continue to maintain that the Bible does not specifically address or otherwise acknowledge the existence of the United States. There is a contingent within the bevy of prophecy proponents that believes the United States is indirectly mentioned through references to geographic and geomorphic features, such as mountains and valleys that seemingly describe the United States, or to Mystery Babylon from Revelation 17:5, which these folks believe refers to pagan religions popping up in this country and our immoral and ungodly behavior being promoted throughout the globe. They also believe that descendants of the 10 lost tribes of Israel form much of the population of the United States.